Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Pei, 80, 79th daf that we're doing together in Maseches Sanhedrin, and we are still in the Nisrafin, Perek HaNisrafin, and we are in the Neharogin. We had the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, which listed off those Averos, those Baal Averos who get Saif, who get Hereg, and one of them is Rotzeach, the first one. So that's why we're talking all about Rotzeach in these Mishnayos all the way for the next couple of blot. So we said yesterday, a Rotzeach like I mixed up with others, they're all Pater, and what do? You put him into a Kippah. So now we are discussing what does that mean, that a Rotzeach like I mixed up with others, they are all Pater. So I think we're up to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Man Acherim. Who are the others? Right, the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas. If a Rotzeach gets mixed up with others, so then everybody's Pater. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you lock him up in jail. So what is the, who are the others that are they're mixed up in? Ilei ma'achirim ksherim. If it's totally kosher people, you have a murderer that got mixed up with others. What, so the Mishnah has to tell you a chiddush that, oh, they're Pater? Of course, pshita, it's obvious. What, you're going to kill people? Just because there's one murderer and 35 normal innocent people? So of course that's true. And also, Vesu, Bahal Imar, Behuda, Kontrus, or Lakipa. In this case, you'd say you lock him up and you feed him the special barley food and you wait for their stomachs to blow up. You'd say that by Ksherim? So that can't be. So, Amar Abiyavahu, so we're going to have three different answers. What exactly is the Pshat of the Mishnah? So number one, Amar Abiyavahu, Amar Shmuel. Abiyavahu says in the name of Shmuel, Hacha Barotzeach Shalo Nigmar Dino, What's the case of the Mishnah? You have a murderer that did not have a Gemara Din. There was Masa Umatan already, there was a discussion, and you didn't get to pronounce his verdict yet. There was no Gemara Din. And he got mixed up with a bunch of murderers already on death row. A bunch of murderers that Nigmar Dina Naskinan. Right? So that's the case. Therefore, the whole group here is a group of murderers. The only problem is one of these people in here did not have a Gemara Din yet for Misa. So can you put them in a kippah, or do you have to set them free? So Rabbanan Savri ain gomrim dino shaladam ela b'fanav. Rabbanan say that you'll have to have a Gemara Din in front of the person, and here he's mixed up in the group. Hilka kula baturin, therefore they're all pater, because you can't have a Gemara Din bifnei ha baal din. Rabbi Yehuda miftarinu l'gamrei nami lo, but Rabbi Yehuda says you can't just patter them all. Kibud derotzchininu, they're a bunch of murderers, right? There are 50 people here. 49 of them already had a gemara din lamisa. Only one of them did not have a gemara din yet for misa, but he was already on his way. Hilka kotzros l'kipa. That's when you put him into a kippah, and as we will see, we'll see later in the parak what exactly happens by a kippah. We're going to see on payoff from the base of the Mishnah what you feed him and how it works. But that is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. How, like the Margolis Hayam asked yesterday, how do you have a case where you have a bunch of murderers that didn't get killed yet? We learned earlier in the Masechta there's a concept called Inui Hadin. Once you have a gemara din, you don't do a gemara din on Friday, you don't do a gemara din on a time when you won't be able to kill him. So it must be a case where, like what Margolis Hayam says, you have six Bati Dinim that all use the same holding station, and they all paskin the same day, and they're about to put him to death, and they go get their Nidon, and maybe the Nidon knows a little information. Maybe all the players involved. They're also a little bit challenging. What, they don't recognize the person who they were testifying about. They cross-examined the witnesses about him. They discussed the details, exactly who he was and what he looked like. So it's a little difficult to know exactly Tzarechi and why didn't, how Bibitzius, they could get mixed up. But this is the case. This is the case that they were mixed up. The Meiri says, even though the Mishnah is explained by the Gemara as you have someone who had a Gemar Din Lamisa, many of them, and there's one person who got mixed up without a Gemar Din Lamisa, the Miri says, Hu Adin Lahafach. If you have one person who had a Gemar Din Lamisa that got mixed up with 100 people that did not have a Gemar Din Lamisa, the same halacha would apply. The Gemara is just saying a chiddush, that even though you have all these people that had a Gemar Din Lamisa, still pater, according to the Chachamim. But really, the same would apply in the other. The same would apply in the other direction, says the Meiri. Kugot Shazen Nigmar Dino Zoshin Isari Bahem Lo Nigmar Dinam Shinimsu Rubam Shalom Nigmar Dinam Vyesh Omrim Shebizu Afachnasala Kipa Inkan. There are those that say that in that case, where you have one person who had a Gemar Din Lamisa and everyone else that did not, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, just let him free. Some would say that. But he says, I think it applies lahefech in both directions.
Why would they be holding the other people?
Why would be holding that they're still deliberating? Maybe they're still deliberating, right? We're going to learn. We learned yesterday on daf on Shabbos's daf. Right, from the lashon of Venika Hamaket, right, you're in cases where somebody gives a death blow, but you're not sure if death is going to take place, you hold him up, and you see if Venika, right, and he walks on his walking stick outside, right, so that's the, so we have that, the discussion of a holding. Okay. Good, so that is one machlokas, whether, Rotzeach Shlo Nigmar Dina, Shazabi Rotzeach Shlo Nigmar Dina. One other point on this machlokas, and that is, what's the Rabbanan Shita? Why do they go all of scot-free? Because you need a Gemar Din Bifnei Baldin, and because you don't have it here, because they're all mixed up, that's why you let them free. Ask the Yad Ramah Sebakasha. Why don't you just take all of them and pronounce the din in front of all of them? There's only one guy here that didn't have a Gemara Din yet. In the case of the Gemara, zap all of them and say, whichever one of you did not have the Gemara Din yet for Misa, you're Chayiv Misa. Now they all have Gemara Din. So why isn't that good enough? So the Yad Ramah, I'm sorry? Bittel, you don't say Bittel by a Birya. Right. So the Yad Ramah asked it. He says, the Yad Ramah just says, see from here, that's not called Bifnei Baldin. It has to be specific. Bif Amri, says the Yad Ramah, V'chitim of Aleh Deva Ligmar Yildayin Eid Kol Chad Minayu Ba'apei Mimanav Shach. Amri, so we say, no, Kiva Delo Yadinon. Right, meaning even one by one. Pass them one by one and say, you're Gemar Din Lamisa. And if you're already adding Gemar Din Lamisa, what I'm telling you is meaningless because you're already Chayiv Misa. But if not, it's something worthwhile. So we say, no, Amri, Kivan Delo Yadinan, Misha Maika Gamrinan Lay, Lo Katalinan Lay. No, because in that case, because you wouldn't know why you're killing him for today's Gemar Din, for yesterday's Gemar Din, we wouldn't kill him. Derachman Amar V'itzilu Eida, but the Bola Hafuche B'schuse, V'chi Agavna Lo Yadi Amay Mechayev Lo Yachli La Hafuche B'schuse. It's more of a practical issue of, if you don't know which one you're putting to death for what reason, it's harder for you to try to think of schuyos for this guy. So on a practical level, said the Yad Ramah, that's why it is not allowed. If you look in Rav Shimon Shkap, Shai Yasher, which we discussed yesterday about Kavua, so he says, no, it's a formal fundamental din. It's not just practically, you won't be able to be Mahabef Mishchus for this person. Says the Shai Yasher in Shar Gimel Perek Beis, he quotes this Yad Ramah, and he says, Muchach Mizeh, to lo mahani mi manav shach al zeh, to kiva de be'inon le'inye gbar din shehe befaneha, shehe bezdin roim es hanidon, she'aleha gomer mes hadin, yesh lomar de lo sagi shehe omid befneihem roim es peneihem, elo shehu yodim shezehu ha'ish shemechayven oso misa. You need zehu ha'ish, you need to be specific, you have to know exactly the gbar din is now for this person, something unique and singular to this person. It's not just stam, you're not going to be able to do of Isilu Eda properly. The Shai Yosher says, no, it has to be specific for this person. This halacha was used in a Din Torah. Shlomo Zalman did not like that it was used in a Din Torah, but there was a case where Shlomo Zalman has in Chelek Aleph of the Mincha Shlomo, Simin Pei Beis. The Shuva is talking about the Chachmei Brisk. A couple of weeks ago, I think in the earlier Prakim of Sanhedrin, we mentioned the Chachmei Bris, we're the earliest Chachmei Bris, they're quoted in the Shach, the 1600s. We don't need the Chachmei Bris. What's the question of the Chachmei Bris is, if you have, the Gemara talks about Treu Trei, you have two witnesses that contradict each other. So fine, they contradict each other. So the Gemara talks about whether they could testify, in different cases. What happens if you have one group of witnesses? You have two people. And they contradict each other. Right? So it says the Chachmei Bris, B'shnei Eidim she'echan ma'achar shes chaveiro, im osam ha'shnayim yecholom achar kach letztarif yachal eidus acheres. To the two of them, go testify together in another court case. Do you say that one of them was for sure lying? Or do you say, no, neither of them were proven wrong by two people? that two people are the ones that have to be machzik you b'sheker. So therefore, are you allowed to testify? That's the suffix, known as the suffix of the Chachmei Brisk, quoted in the Shach in Choshe Mishpat Simon Lamed Aleph. Mi amrinan kivan shekol echad mehem eina mochach b'shnayim harehim k'sherim, o dilma kivet echad minayo v'adim b'sheker, havelik yitreyu trey, shevachishim zeh zeh. So in the context of that shufa, trying to prove, are they wrong or not, so he quotes a tshuva of Rav Eliezer Mitels. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman talking now. And this is the kasha. There was a tshuva, Midor HaKodem, Sheba Uvdil Yado, Sheheidu Beis Edim Al Shnei Shochtim. Two witnesses come and say, Reuven and Shimon over there, that the Shochtim of the town, one of them has treifas in his store. Sheyatza treifas mitachas yadam, but we don't know which one. Einam yodim mi ha-shochtim. Hashnayim yatsa ha-trevi mitachas yadam. V'kasav, and Reb Elazar Mitels paskind, af safik psul leka aleihem. They're both still kosher. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf ayin tes that what? Misha desare v'roseach another roschim. If you can't pronounce a Gemara din on each one, so then they're all off the hook. They're patur. So too says Reb Elazar Mitels, Hachinami kiva dein yodim al mi mea shochtim heim bayim lahaid, havi kemo shalobafanav, vein makabam eidim lifso ladam shalobafanav, ad kan daito hachuva. That's the beginning of Rav Shlomo Zalman's shuva. And then Rav Shlomo goes on for 5 pages to discuss why he thinks that's wrong. He does not think that you compare the cases. He says you can't, by a case of our case, there was no Gemara din yet. Here, you know one of them did something wrong. Vada, you're not sure which one. Make me machmer, something that writes a little chumra. You have to wake. You can't compare the cases. He talks about many comparable cases here, but he does not think you can compare them. You also might say it's a special din of Gemara Din. Gemara Din has to be individual and unique for the person. But Lav Dafka, that applies to all types of cases. That's what Shlomo Zalman argues, and he says, in that case, you shouldn't be able to be Mako. One of these people is treif, so it's up to the Bezit. You got to figure it out. Okay, that is all. Pshat number one of the Mishnah. What's the case of Rutzeach Shnesarev Bacherim? A murderer who did not have Gemara Din got mixed up with murderers that had the Gemara Din. Number two, Reish Lakish Amar, 6 lines from the bottom. Ba'adam Dukuliyam Lovelik the Ptiri. If we're talking about people, what, didn't have a Gemara Din, had a Gemara Din, oh, sure, Yepata. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. If we're talking about people, right? V'itzilu Eida. Aval Hacha, what's the case of the Mishnah? Bishor. What does it say? It's talking about an ox. Shalom nigmar dino. Shedesayev b'shor machayim shenigmar dino kemiflagi. The machlokas is about an ox. An ox that did not have a gemar din. An ox killed somebody, so he's going to be a shor haniskal. But Bezdin did not pronounce him yet as a shor haniskal, an ox that has to be stoned. So that ox got mixed up with other oxen. Rabbanan savri kemisas bailam kach misas ashor. The Rabbanan hold, like we've had elsewhere in the Masechta, way back on that base we had it, how many judges do you need to judge ashor in Iskal? Kemisas bailam kach misas ashor. Just like an owner needs to be judged bifanav, just like the person, so to ashor, and therefore in this case, vein gomer dino shel shor el bifanav, hilkach kulin betur, and that is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kosar Osul Akiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I hold of Kamisas Abayel Kach Misas Ashor, but not regarding every single detail of every single halacha. So therefore, in this case, you would put all the oxen into a kippah, and not let them off scot-free. That is number two possibility. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ihachi, that I have a problem with both of these answers. I have a problem, says Rabbi, with both of these answers. Hainu diktani Allah Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Afilu Abba Chalafta Benayan. Even if my father, Chalafta, was one of the people that was, it was Nisarev, so in that case, even there, you'd say this Machlokas? Even there, Rashi says on top. Bein l'Reish Lakish, Bein l'Shmuel Kamosav. He's asking according to everybody. Because we have this line of, even my father's not an animal. Right, so it can't be Rotseya, right? It can't be talking about animals. And this line of the Brisa was commenting on the Mishnah. And number two, we're talking about that got mixed up with other murderers that had a Gemara Din L'Misa. Abba Chalafta was in the Parsha murderers. So we have this statement that's commenting on the Mishnah that even Abba Chalafta is included, you still say Pater. But Abba Chalafta is not an animal, and Abba Chalafta is not a Rotseya, Shlonig Mardino. So therefore, we don't think that either of those answers are possible. There's a discussion that we've had before, that every time this comes up, we should have it, and that is, Rava has a quote in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, even my father chalafta. You let us say that? Abba chalafta, he says his father's name. Let's say your father's name, Abba chalafta. So says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, it's in Reish Mem, in Hilchas Kibud Av Aim, that one is not allowed to say their father's name. Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Hilchas Kibud Av Aim, Ezeu Moreh, what does it mean to fear your father? Lo Yamu, we spoke about this in a Parshas Shir a couple weeks ago, Parshas Kedoshim. 2 weeks ago, what is it about this halacha? Lo yamod bimkomo. You're not allowed to sit in his seat. You can't stand in his seat. If he has a special place where he stands in the court, you're not allowed to stand in his place. Hamiyuchalo lamud sham besod zakenim and chaverav. O makam yuchalo lispalo. You're not allowed to sit in his makam kavua in shul. Velo yeshev makam yuchalo. You can't sit in his seat. Lahasim beveso. Velo soser es dvarav. So we'll get back to that later on the daf or tomorrow. Can't contradict him. Velo machrias dvarav befanav. And you can't be machriya, his befanav. Okay, I'll agree with you here. Right, mashma, that's the other times you're not. Afilu lomar nirin divrei abba. V'lo yikre'enu bishmo. Can't call your father by his name. Lo b'chayav v'lo b'moso. Ela omer abba mari. My father, my master. Right, what if your friend has a name that's similar to your father? Right, that's the abaya issue. Right, Rabba's father was Nachmeni. But Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. So Abaya was good friends with right, Rav and Abaya. They're buried up north, right by a satellite tower, in a cave, right near Tzfat. Anyways, Abaya and Rav, they're right near each other. Anyway, so Abaya were good friends. So that's why the Gemara says that Rava made up a nickname for his friend Abaya. Abaya, right? He didn't call him Nachmeni because that was his father's name. Abaya stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. It's Pasuk in Navi. Right, in you, Abaya was an orphan, and he said, in you, Yerucham Yasom, in you, Hashem, you take care of the orphans. That's where he gets the name Abaya, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. So that's what you're not allowed to call you, that's a Shiloh. What if you're calling your friend because your friend, even though it's the same name as your father? Anyway, so this is the Shiloh. So Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to call your father by his name. So it says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right there on the Shulchan Aruch, Kashali. Habe brachas amar lebaya abba v'chei b'shabbos amar Rabbi Yossi ma'isa b'abba chalafta. So Rechiyun doesn't answer the question. He quotes Rabbi Yossi abba chalafta. So how could he call his father by his name? So the Pesach Tshuva says if somebody asks you, oh, who are you? What's your father's name? Then you're allowed to answer because they're asking what's your father's name? D'machem sholano so mimenu ben miata mutar lomar lahem ben Rabbi Ploniani. How do you answer this question? So the question that is the answer that's generally given to the Kasher of Kiveger is that if you give a title along with the name, so then that's out's coven. What's your father's name? Dr. Blank, Rabbi Blank. Right? You say a title. Abba Chalafta. Abba is a Lashon of Chashivas. Right? So that's why that's the generally assumed answer to this question, as long as you give it al tzkavet. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this there, as in Reish Mem. He quotes a number of other examples where we find people calling them their fathers by their name. So he quotes, Yonah de Yoma, Rav Dustoi bar Yanai Amar, Ilu Hargoas Dustoi, Minasan li Yanai Abba, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right, I think in Hawaii it's still Lag BaOmer. Right, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Ani Omer li Yochai Abba. Psachim Kufyud Beis. Right, he calls his father Yochai. Rabbi Yossi Amar Chalafta, Yaakov Avinu. V'shem Avosai, Avraham V'Yitzchak. V'shlomo HaMelech Amar, David Avi. So in all these cases, what's going on here? So you see, in all these cases, there's some Lashon. David Avi. Right, there's a title that's given. Shem Avosai, Avraham V'Yitzchak. Sorry? Yochai Abba. Yochai Abba, Psachim Kufyud Beis. There's always a lie. You didn't just call his father by the name separately. So in that case, that's why it is that Abba. But Hechach, Sarach Lomar, O Efshat HaKavanatam, Shalei Kerenu Bishmol Vavad, Belo Abba. Avuk Shomer Abba Ploni, Mutter. Vizeo Shekasvu, Elo Omer Abba Mari, Hu Bidab, right, etc. He continues. That's the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tesvav, here in Sim O's, in Sim and Reish Mem. Okay, so that's Rava. So Rava knocks out the first two answers of the Gemara, and we get on to the third answer. So Elo Amar Rava. Rava gives a third answer to what the case is of the Mishnah. Second line, Hachi Ka'amar. This is the case of the Mishnah. Again, what's the case of the Mishnah? Where the Tanakhama says, the case is, Rotzeach, I got mixed up with others. Tanakhama says Pater, and Rav Yehuda says Kotzeno Salakipa. So Rava says, there is a Chisurei Mechsura here, as we'll see. There are two people that are standing, and all of a sudden an arrow goes out from one of them. Meaning an arrow shoots at, somebody shoots an arrow, and vaharag, and it kills somebody. You don't know who shot this arrow. Shneim patur, they're both patur. Because you don't know. It's a suffix. You don't know who, the Edom don't know. So, and on that, that's where Rabbi Yossi has the line. V'amar Rabbi Yossi, afilu Abba Chalafta b'nehem. Even if Abba Chalafta was one of those people, meaning and Abba Chalafta was such a great tzaddik, he for sure didn't shoot the arrow. So, mistama, it must mean that the other guy shot the arrow. Even their potter. That's not strong enough of a chazakah. Says Rashi, right across. Shahakol yodin shehu chasid velo zarku lo mechayvin leidach b'shemayah chazakah. That's not good enough. It's not good enough of a chazakah. The Oroch Laner says, even though at the end of Kiddushin we learn the principle of soklin ala chazakos, we perform skila on based on a chazakah. Let's say a person, we have a chazakah that this guy is related to this guy. We perform skila on chazakas, but not this type of chazakah. This chazakah that this guy's a tzaddik, so we're going to kill this other guy. So it must be that this other guy did the murder. That's not strong enough of a chazakah. Lo alima ha chazakah to abba chalafta kol kach lihare kacher kivan de gam lo yesh lo cheskes kashrus. That's not strong enough of a chazaka. But says Rava in this third pshad that really there's a chisuri mechzer in the Mishnah. Meaning the first line of the Mishnah means rotsayach that got mixed up with others. You know what the case is? You have two people. One of them is rotsayach, one's not. It got mixed up. Everybody agrees pater. Even a Behudu would agree pater there. Now add in, back to the Gemara, Vishar Shining Radina Shasari Vishra Machirim Ma'alya. Now you add in answer number two, but answer number one had an extra line, Soklin or so. So Shar Shining Radina that got mixed up with other Shvarim, you stone all of them. You stone all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kotaros Olakipa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you lock them up. What's the Svar of the Tanakama? You stone all of them. Rashi explains, they're Asur Bahana anyway. They're a suffix sharhaniskal. A sharhaniskal is asur b'hana. You're not allowed to get benefit from a sharhaniskal. So they're all asur b'hana anyway right now. So the Bailam are worried that you're going to stone them. Well, what are they going to do with them anyway? Right? There's a mitzvah daraisa of skilas sharhaniskal. So if you're not causing them any loss, it wasn't anybody's fault that they got mixed up. So therefore, that's why it's going to be no problem. That's the end of that Rashi that we were just reading before. Kulu asiri b'hanav ein hefsa l'baylam b'skila hilkach soklan oso. That's where you stone them. Kadesh deskayim mitzvah skila b'mechuyev. As long as you're going to do the mitzvah of skila in the one that is mechuyev, there is no hefsid. There is a very famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll mention it here. And the question is, do other Rishonim hold of it? Very famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's mentioned here on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh medium line in Tosfos. Okay, we're not going to go through the whole Tosfos, but the seventh medium of Tosfos, this Rabbeinu Tam is quoted all over. Wherever Shara Niskal comes up, Kiddushin, Baba Kama, this shita of Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. And the big shaila is, he has to work out many different gemaras that work well for him, many gemaras that are difficult for him. This Gemara, well, we'll see. V'odam Rabbeinu Tam, seventh line, you see it? The Shar HaNiskal Eino Ne'esar Mechayim. That's it. When does the Shar HaNiskal become Asur Bahana? So Rov Rishonim say, Asur HaNiskal becomes Asur Bahana. The second that Besen says, he's a Shar HaNiskal. Gemara Din Lamisa, boom, Shar HaNiskal, you're Asur Bahana. No benefit is allowed. The Gemara says, if you shech the animal now, you can't get benefit from it. Even before it's stoned, once has the Gemara Din, Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a big chiddush. Shara Niskal is not Ne'asar Michayim. Until it's Niskal, it's not Asur Bahana. Only after it's Niskal. And he's got to work out many different Gemaras to figure out what works for him. The Mirchas Chinuch assumes that the Rambam argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Because what's the pashas of this Gemara? You have one Shar HaNiskal that got mixed up with other Shar HaNiskals. So what did Rashi say? And the Rambam quotes the same thing. They're all Asur Bahana anyway, so there's no loss for the guy. There's no loss for everybody. You might as well stone them. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. Go to Rabbeinu Tam. If you're not Asur Bahana yet, then none of them are Asur Bahana. So the simple reading of our understanding of the Gemara, which the Rashi says, and the Rambam quotes this halacha also. The Rambam says, in Niskemamon in Yud Aleph Yud, the Rambam says, Shor Shalom Nigmar Dino, Shinis Arif Bishvar Machirim Kulan Peturin, Lefishin Gomer Dino Shal Sharp Ela Befnei Shor, Kedin HaAdam, That was the first answer. Nigmar dino v'yachrach l'sari v'acherim. If you have one shor that had a gemar din l'misa, and then he got mixed up with others, afilu be'elef, kulon niskalin v'nikbarin. V'hein asurin bahana'a kedin behema haniskalas. Sounds pretty clearly against Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds that way. All right, that's the simple reading. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that the Rambam is cholik on Rabbeinu Tam. Other Achronim try to get out of it, but that is the simple understanding. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in the Isser in Mitzvah Nun Beis, the Mitzvah of not eating Shor HaNiskal. Shelo nochal basa Shor HaNiskal v'afilu nishcha karoy. Right, even though it was shechted properly. Why? Mikiva shenig mardino bisaro aser. Kain meforish be mechilta. Vol yeachelus bisaro. V'labdafka shor lafilu kol mazikim heimachayvov. El shiadaber biragil. Right? And that's what gives the Shor HaMitzvah to make sure that we know that this animal is off limits. We don't want anybody to get benefit from it. But all the Achronim discuss this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and how it works out in all of the other contexts. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vahatanya. This is not a question, Vahatanya. This is a calm. Benichusa, Vahatanya. Says the Gemara, Vahatanya. Parsha, Himisa, Ve'achach, Yolda. If you have a cow that killed another animal, and then this cow, this murderer, had a baby. So, im ad shelo nigmar dina yalda, if before the animal had a gmar din, it had a baby, then vlada mutter. So then the baby is mutter, because the baby was not part of the gmar din lamisa. Baby was already born. Im ish nigmar dina yalda, but if the animal had a gzar din lamisa, and then it had a baby, vlada aser, then the vlad is going to be killed also. The vlad is also already aser banok, because it was part of the animal. What we would call on a beis ubar yerech imo. The fetus is just a limb of the mother, and therefore this is a limb that's also chayiv. Nisari b'acherim, acherim, acherim. And if all these animals, if the mother got mixed up, kotzonos olakipa. Right, if the mother got mixed up, then you put him into it, you lock him up. Right, this is like the shita of Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah, the second shita. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, Mevino, so the bezim v'sokonosa. No, you stone them like the shita of the Tanakama. Right, so this for Hatanya is more like a kitanoi. The Tanaim in our Mishnah are just like the Tanaim in this brisa. Period. Amar Mar, let's go weiter. Im achlo nigmar dina yolda. What did we just say? If the animal, before the animal had a gemar din, it had the baby, vlada muteres, the vlad is mutter, the afal gab de chinocha havis miabra, even if it was pregnant when it did the action, the animal is pregnant, and it killed a person, right? A cow killed a person, a pregnant cow killed a person, and then the cow has a baby, and then the cow has a gemar din lamisa. So pashas, what do we say so far? That baby is fine. Even though the baby took part in the Maisa Ritzicha. But it didn't have a Gemara Din for the Ritzicha. Is that really true? Says the Gemara, B'yama Rava, but didn't Rava say elsewhere, Vlad hanogachas asur. A Vlad that takes part in the murder is asur. It took part in the murder. He uvlad anacho. It, right, the cow and the baby, both did the Maisa Ritzicha. Or similarly, Vlad hanirbas asur. If Rechman al-Islan, a person lives with an animal, right? A person lives with a pregnant animal. So even the vlad is asur to be hukrav on the mizbeach. He u vlad the nirbu, right? An animal ha nirba is asur agabe mizbeach. So you see, as long as the animal is involved in the act, he doesn't need a gemar din. Even involved in the act, it's already asur. Involved in the murder, involved in the revia. So what's the gemar talking about? So the gemar says, okay, you're right. Change it a little bit. Ema say as follows. Im achelo nigmar dina ibra v'yalda, if before gemar din it then became pregnant and then gave birth, right? It was all in between vlada mutter. Then the vlad is mutter in that case. V'misha nigmar dina ibra v'yalda vlada aser. But after it had a gemar din, if it became pregnant then and then had the baby, then the vlad is going to be aser because it was all the whole animal was aser. Whole animal is aser based on the gemar din. Let's stop there for a second because there's something to talk about here. There's an interesting question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger gave this question. Question of Rabbi Kiva Eger that is said in the Shuvah. He said this at his grandchild's chasana or sheva brachas. I pretty loved this question for a sheva brachas. Simon, it's in the first volume of the Shailos and Shuvahs. Simon Kufayin Beis. Im Kain. He says, "Bahi in yana niskashesi lamadim avur betzmordim ubar yerachimo hiuvadin yerbu." Our case where an animal baby that's part of the mother b'shas revia, then there's an iser. So im kain beishto meuberes ech rashoy lavo aleha. When somebody's wife is pregnant, then how could the husband live with his wife? Why? Neima dehi uvada nivalu. Just like by the animal, we say the animal and the animal's vlad inside the fetus both took part in the maisa bia, and therefore they're both asur agabe mizbeach. So too, what? A mother and a daughter? Let's say there's a daughter there. So it's like he's living with his daughter? It sounds kind of crazy. But that's the Rebbe Akiva Eger's kasha. Not general Sheva Brachas Torah that we would suggest to mention. But, no, I guess Rebbe Akiva Eger's grandchild's, he can say whatever he wants. Rebbe Akiva Eger. Right? So, Havi Baal Bito! Unbelievable. The after bechusam ibas gimel av biyahi. She's less than three. She's less than zero. Right? She's less than three. Mikol makom lechorav. Yes, a drabanon. At least it should be also be drabanon. Less than 3 years old. That's his kasha. So the answer is, what must it? Lenei afias daiti says, oh, come on. We know the answer is come on. We gotta explain the answer. So said, the Gemara says elsewhere even that it's good to a man live with his wife at the first part of pregnancy. It's good for the baby. The last part of pregnancy is great for the baby. The Gemara even says that. Mesechus Nida, we had it a couple weeks ago. And Rashi quoted it. So what's going on here? See, Zanir Lanafiyas Daiti, Pchusimi Bas Gimel, the Isser Drabanan, let's say, to live with a Pchusimi Bas Gimel, isn't because there's a shame Maisa Bia. So Maisa Bia by Pchusimi Bas Gimel. What is there? There's an Isser of Hashchas Hazera. That's the problem. Because you're not being mashka zera in a context, in a mutter context. That's the problem with the pchusim and bas gimel. So there's no ma'isabia there. So here, there's no ma'isabia. So it's a question of hashchas zera. So here, there's no hashchas zera in the context of a husband and a wife. So that's why he says it wouldn't be, that's his answer that it wouldn't be a problem. But the, so in the Biuri Hadaf, they quote here from his son. It's a son who was at the Sheva Brachas too. Also gave another answer. Rav Shlomo Eger, Havi Shadiber Mizeb Mesibas Banav. Right, it was Rav Shlomo Eger who was Rav Eger's son. It must have been his kids, so his grandchildren. He says, no, sex veka. Shema Zachar Shema Nekeva. And even if she's a Nekeva, Shema Nefel. The question then is though, why isn't he worried about Mishkav Zachar? What, it's only a problem of an Akeva and only Zachar? It's unbelievable they're talking about this. And then he says, Od Kasav. He said that the grandchild got up and started talking. And he says, oh, maybe it's a Rashina Miskavin. It's a Rashina Miskavin. I don't have Kavana for it. I Psik Resha. So there's a Ran and Chulin. I think we mentioned this years ago. The Ran and Chulin says Psik Resha only applies by Shabishar Hanos Milvado Achito Mchila Mutra Psik Resha. Isure Hana'a. Other than Achila, there's no concept of Psik Resha. Why that is, that's a beautiful lumdus that hopefully we'll talk about one day. But that's a Ran and Chulin on Daf Lamed Beis. That's the Ran. Psik Resha does not apply, let's say, only Hilchos Shabbos by Malacha. But Psik Resha does not apply by Yisuri Hanah non-Achila. So that's why here too, maybe no Psik Resha, Dav Hashem Miskavin. Anyways, a lot of answers given, a lot of lumdus, but it starts out with the B'kiv Egas Kasha. You wouldn't think this would be asked. But that is the that is his Kasha. Okay, let's continue. Right, so you have to be mechalik between the baby and the fetus and the mother and the fetus. Have to have a chilik. But what did the Gemara finally answer? If an animal had a Gemara din lamisa, and then the animal got pregnant and had a baby, that animal is usser. That baby is also usser, even though it only came into existence after the Gemara din. So now the Gemara brings in another shas topic. One second. Ha nichalamanda amar zevezeh gorim usser. This makes sense if you say zevezeh gorim is usser. If you have two causes to something, only one of them is a problematic cause. And the other one is mutter. One of them is aser, one of them is mutter. So what do you say about the product? Here the mother is shor niskal. It's a, not a shor, shor is a para haniskalas. The mother deserves to die. The mother had a relationship with a mutter animal, a wonderful, fun-loving, you know, halachically following ox. And they had a baby. So the Gemara assumes that the baby's aser. So that's a major Zev is Zegorim, right? You have two sources for this. So the Gemara is saying this Aser. So honey, how this works out if you hold in general Zev is Zegorim is Aser. El Alamanda Amar, Zev is Zegorim Mutter. But if you say Zev is Zegorim is Mutter, so what's the answer here? Why should, if the animal became pregnant and had a baby after the Gemara Din, why should that animal be Aser? So El Amar Ravina, Ema, Ravina says you're right. This is really what it should say in the Braisa. Im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra v'yalda v'lada mutter. Now this is the case. If the fetus existed at the time of the Avera, animal's asur. If at the time of the Avera she was not pregnant, and then she became pregnant and had the baby before the Gemar Din, everything, so the baby did not exist b'shas Avera, the baby did not exist b'shas Gemar Din, then that baby's mutter. V'im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra. But if the animal became pregnant before Gemar Din, and then misha nigmar dina yolda, but had the baby after the Gemar Din, then v'lada asur. Then the vlad is asur. Why? Ubar yerach imahu. Because in that case, uber is yerach imahu, and therefore, b'shas gemar din, the animal, the baby was part of the mother. Tosus, this big Tosus here, discusses what do we paskin in general. Uber yerach imahu, uber lav yerach imahu, different gemaras. Tosus assumes, you want to look at the last medium line. The last medium line. Says Tosus, v'yesh lomar, tebechol duchti uber yerach imahu. Generally, says Tosfos, we paskin that the baby is considered a limb of the fetus, right? Are you mechalik between people and animals? That's another question. Uber yerachimahu bar milinian trefus, except for trefus shehu tali bechius, because a trefus is tali on are they going to live? Uber yeshlochius b'fneatzmo. If the mother is a trefa, the baby's not called a trefa. That's the only exception to the rule, because chius is tali on living. Are they going to live? So just because the mother has a hole in the lung doesn't mean the baby's going to die. But Lamina Uber Yerachimo Kisha Nitraf im Imo. So that's Tosfos Shita. Uber Yerachimo in general, except for Trefus. So the question then is, the question that is asked by Rabbi Kiva Eger, by other Achronim is, what happens if a mother is Shechted? If a mother is Shechted and the mother's a Trefa. So the Gemara says that the shechita of the mother does not work for the baby. Shechita of the mother does not work for the baby. If I shecht the mother, and let's go back a step. There is a concept called ben pekua. Ben pekua in Maseches Chulin, which means if I shecht an animal and there's a baby inside, that baby is mutter midaraisa, even without shechita. Because the mother, shechita works for the baby. If the baby walks around, then midarabanan shecht the animal. We don't want people to think, just take a bite out of the animal, right? So midarabanan, but midaraisa, the shechita of the mother works for the baby. But if the mother's a trefa, it doesn't work. So why not? Uber la v'yarachimo. When it comes to trefa, just because the mother's a trefa, the shechita should work for the baby. So this proves to a number of achronim, and this is a big sugya in the achronim. The Brisker Rav writes on this in the back of his sefer on page 158. The Brisker Rav writes about this, and Rabbi Gnack, when we were learning in Smicha, he said this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel was the relationship between nevela and trefa. Right? We think people get lost in the tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. People fall asleep. But nevela and trefa. That's Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. But says the Brisker Rav, what's the question? The question in the acronym is Trefa. We know nevela is an animal that dies without shechita. An animal gets shot. Right? So, animal is hunted. Animal dies without shechita. That's a nevela. It's a nevela. Trefa, usually we assume, is an animal that had a maisa shechita, but it had some other problem with it. It had a good shechita. It has a hole in the lung. It has some other trefa. That's a trefa. How do we understand trefa? Is trefa mean there was a good shechita, but there's a side problem that this animal is a trefa? Or do you say, no, trefa prevents the heter shechita from kicking in. It's also an internal problem with the shechita, and therefore there's a connection between trefa and nevela. Or do you say they're totally different? Nevela didn't have a shechita, trefa had a good shechita. We have another problem. So the Brisker Rav proves from a number of rayas, and this is how Rabbi Yosef Engel, other achronim say, trefa has a connection to nevela. Trefa prevents the shechita from kicking in. That's what trefa does. And that would answer this question. If the shechita doesn't work for the mother, because the mother's a trefa, so that could also be monea, there was no shechita here. And therefore it doesn't work for the kid either. Even though uber la v'yerachimo regarding the vela and trefa. Right? They're separate. But it doesn't matter. That's the chiddush of the Brisker Rav in the back of a sefer, nevela trefa. But that is a big discussion. You can look in the Asvin Daraisa and Simon Klal Tezayin. You also discussed this, but this is a big sugya of Nevela and Trefa. One final makar, and then we will continue. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam. I have a Shifcha. I want to free my Shifcha. My Shifcha is pregnant. Is there any way for me to keep one and not the other? I only want to free the mother. I want to keep the baby. Or vice versa. Am I allowed to do that? The Rambam says, it depends. Rambam says, Nilchaz Avadim, Zayin Hay. Again, much talked about Rambam. Hakosev l'shivchaso mu'uberes, hare at ben chbas chorin, v'havlatcha eved. You're free, your baby's mine. My shivcha kananis is pregnant. So I say to the shivcha, you're free, but your baby's mine. Dvarav kayamin. It works. But hare at shivcha uvladech ben chorin, your baby's free, but you're mine. Lo amar klum. Shizei kemisha shichra chetzya. You can't free half your shivcha. So if you only try to free the baby, you try to keep the shivcha, it doesn't work. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Kasher Risha L'Seifa. If Uber Yerach Imo and it's half and half, you shouldn't be able to do anything. If Uber Lav Yerach Imo, you should be able to do everything. That's the Rambam I'm talking about. The same halacha. So Reb Chaim explains, Reb Chaim on the Rambam, and says, Uber Yerach Imo is from the vantage point of the Uber. The Uber needs the mother. But the mother doesn't need the Uber. So the Uber Yerach Imo from the Uber's point of view. But Uber Lav Yerach Imo from the mother's point of view. So you could free the mother. Because the mother's totally freed. Totally freed. Okay, you want to keep the Uber fine, but I'm totally freed. But you can't try to free the Uber. That's not krisus. Dover hakores. Because the Uber, no, I need mommy. I need my mother. Right? I'm dependent on my mother. That's Reb Chaim's beautiful pshat of the Rambam. Uber yerachimo mitzad the Uber. But Uber yavla yerachimo mitzad the mother. Okay? That is Reb Chaim on that Rambam in Hilchas Avadim. Zayin Hei. Weiter. Says the Gemara, B'chol Chayvi Mises. We said in the Mishnah that if any Chayvi Mises gets mixed up together, they get the lesser one. Right? Skilus and Sreifus, you give the lesser punishment. Shmamina, Musul Dabra Chamer, Avi Musul Dabra Kao. So what do you see from here? That if somebody is warned for a more stringent punishment, they'll get the more Kao punishment. So is that true? So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hacham Mayaskina, Konchi Yisro Bostam. Maybe there's no Raya. No, the case is that they gave stam hasra. If you do this, you're going to die. That's the hasra that was given in the Mishnah. The high tana, and it's the following tana that we had back in the first parak. Titanya v'shar chavi misa shabatora, all chavi misas, ein mamisa no son, ela be'eda, ve'edim v'hasra. Besides for mesis, you always need eda, you always need a Sanhedrin, ve'edim, and you always need two witnesses, ve'hasra, and you always need warning, v'ache yodi uhu, shu chayiv misas bezdin. And you have to let him know that he will be chayiv misa. That's it. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ashiyu Duhu Be'eza Misa Hu Nerak. Rabbi Yehuda holds they have to tell him which Misa he's going to be killed with. But our Mishnah might be like the first Shita, that it's Stam Misa, and therefore there's no Raya of Musul Davar Acham or having Musul Davar Kal. Maybe he was all warned for one big Misa, and therefore he accepted everything. What's the Svaris? So Tanakama Yalef Mimakoshesh. The Tanakama learns from Mikoshesh, right? Last week was Megadeth. Mikoshesh is later on, but they were cellmates, so to speak, the Mikoshesh and the Megadeth. So the Mikoshesh, just like there, they didn't know which Misa, but it was still good. They put him to death in the end anyway. So, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mikoshesh Rasha, he said, don't bring any rice from Mikoshesh. Mikoshesh was a Horaz Shah. Period. Hadiskalin, Benisrafin, finishing up. If you have somebody who's chayiv skila that got mixed up with somebody who's chayiv sreifa, masnile Rav Yecheskel l'Rami Bray, Rav Yecheskel said to Rami his son, hanisrafin b'niskalin, Rav Shimon Omer yaduna b'skila shasreifa chamura, if somebody who's chayiv sreifa got mixed up with people who chayiv skila, Rav Shimon says, give him skila, because sreif is more chamur. That's Rav Shimon Shita. Yesterday, Rav Shimon Echai, all the fires, sreifa chamura. Yesterday's daf, unbelievable, right? Sreifa chamura. So that's what he said. So Amrli, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Abba, Lotisni Hachi, Abba, also father, son, don't say this. My are you the Sreifa Chamur? Why do you have to say that you give him Sreifa because Sreifa is more Chamur? You give him Skilo because Sreifa is more Chamur? Typically, Drubin is Kalin in you. Why don't you just say, Holchanacha Arov? You go after the Rov, right, by Dini Mam, by Dini Fashis, you go after the Rov. Right, so why don't you just say if somebody's chayv sreifa got mixed up with chayv skilas, you give him skila not because skila is more kal, but because go after the roof. So Ella, so he says Ella hechiyasne. But what do you mean? It doesn't work out with the other half either. Haniskalin b'nisrafin. And what about the other case? If somebody's chayv skila got mixed up with somebody's chayv sreifa, Rip Shimon Omer yadunu b'skila shas sreifa chamura. So this is what you should say: in niskalin b'nisrafin, you give skila because sreifa is more chamur. There, you should go after the roof for sreifa, right? But that's bechidus. That's what Rav Shimon says. You give skila even though it's the minority, because skila is more kal. So it's like, 1 second, if you say that, that doesn't work. You have a sefer. What about the other line? You have the same problem. The chachamim say you give strafe because skila is more chamor, but tebekle drubin is rough in inu. Right? Why don't you say rove is rover and istraf, and that's why you give strafe, not because strafe is more kal, according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, they are hasam Rabbanan hutakamile the Reb Shimon. There you could say maybe the Rabbanan really hold that, but they're just answering to Reb Shimon. Lidi dach da amrit strafe chamura, according to you it says strafe is chamur, lo skila chamura, no, skila is more chamur. Forget the issue of rove. They're answering l'shitaso. L'shitaso, I disagree that skila is more kal. We think skila is more chamor. Period. Should we stop there? I just want to say one more Aruch Laner, and then we'll finish up Rezhem tomorrow on the last line. The Aruch Laner deals with Tosis's question. The bottom Tosis is Kalin bin Israfin. Rav Yitzchak Bar, the Rivam, asks, why does Rav Shimon say that you follow skila shesrifa? Why don't you go after the roof? To be machmir by the din of fashis. Right, generally, to put somebody to death, right, to 13 to 10, you paskin his chayim misas, you go after the rov by dinin nefashis. So why here? Why do you go lakula in this case? You give him the lesser misa. If the rov is more chamor, so give him the rov. What's the difference? So Tosfos here gives one answer, but Tosfos in Chulin gives another answer. Daf Yudal. Tosfos says, no, you only go after the rov if the question is he chayim misa or not? Like a Bezdin. But if you know he's Chayav Misa and you're just not sure which Misa, you don't go after the Rov. That's what Tosfos says. I says, why does that make sense? If somebody might be Potter and you're going to go after the Rov to kill him, then you don't go after the Rov. If you know he's Chayav Misa, you just don't know which Misa to give him? Why does that make sense? Says the Aruch Laner right here, unbelievable. Think back, way back when, if you remember, from Mesechus Nedarim. Mesechus Nedarim, there was a Ran on Daphnin Beis. The Ran said that a davar sheish lamatirin is never batel. Davar sheish lamatirin, something that's going to become mutter in a week, in 3 days, it never becomes batel. That's the halacha by davar sheish lamatirin. Why is that? So Rashi in Beis Adav Beis says, why not? Because you might as well wait. Chametz is going to become mutter in 2 days from now, so just wait a minute. You don't have to rely on bittel. Assuming bittel chametz aser b'masher, it's not a good example. But anything that's going to become aser, a beitza shenolda b'yantif. So wait a day. So that's Rashi, you might as well wait. The Ran has a different svara. The Ran, Nedarim Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, says, you know why Devashayim Matir is not Batel? Because Bittel is only when there's a clash. You have Isser and Heter, boom, one gets swallowed up by the other one. When there's a clash between two different things, one can be Mavutel in the other one. But if you have two of the same thing, Min Bamino, Lo Batel, they could coexist. If two things are so like each other, they could coexist. So a Devashayim Matirin is not batel in heter because it's like heter beheter. That's the Ran svar for davar sheish lamatirin ain't a batel. Says the Aruch Laner right here, maybe that's the svar for the Tosfos and Chulin Daf Yud Alef. Why? When you have a question whether he's chayav misa or he's patur, then you go up to the rov, and the meat is batel in the rov, and you say the guy's chayav misa. But if they're chayav misa anyway, you have two people who are chayav misa, you just don't know which one, they're too close to each other. You don't say Hokanach HaRov in that case, because it's like Misa and Misa, it's like Isser B'Isser. So that's why they're not going to be Batal. That's the beautiful Svara of the Aruch Laner, using the Ran and the Nedarim Daf Nun Beis to answer up, to explain Tosfos that answers the question here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Amalei Shmuel, and B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.